This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. While Measure RR is on the ballot in three counties, this next story is about a decision only Oakland voters will make, though they could set an example other cities will follow. If voters approve Measure LL on Election Day, it would create a police commission led by Oakland residents with the power to impose officer discipline, recommend policy, and fire or hire the police chief. Some activists see it as groundbreaking, but others think it's a watered-down compromise that won't rein in misconduct. KLW's justice reporter Holly J. McDeed has the story.
Activist Rashida Grenage has been trying to bring more accountability to the Oakland Police Department for decades. For her, it's personal. In 1993, her husband and son were killed by officers during a confrontation over a dog.
So that's what got me involved in understanding that police could essentially do virtually anything and walk and not suffer consequences.
She could have filed a complaint with the Citizen Police Review Board, or the CPRB. That's OPD's current oversight agency. But at the time, few people knew the CPRB even existed. And if officers didn't want to show up for complaint hearings against them, they didn't have to.
Essentially, it was a useless creation. It was meant to appease anger and outrage, but it offered absolutely nothing in the way of substance.
Since then, the CPRB has been given more authority to investigate complaints. It now has civilian investigators and the power to make officers attend hearings. But it's still understaffed and underfunded, and the board can only recommend discipline of individual officers. If the chief disagrees, the city administrator calls the shot.
What we're trying to do now is to remedy one of the ongoing defects, which can only be remedied through the ballot.
Grenage's activism helped inspire Measure LL, a ballot proposal that would create a police commission run by Oakland residents. If it passes, the commission would have more power to decide how to punish officers. The new police commission would also have the authority to recommend policy and hire or fire the police chief. Supporters say it would create one of the strongest police commissions in the country.
We think passing Measure LL will be transformative, because it takes the power from a city official and gives it to a group of residents of Oakland. That is big.
So, a police commission run by community members with the authority to punish officers sounds like the kind of thing anti-police brutality activists have been demanding across the country, right? Well, inside Oakland City Hall back in July, the day the council voted to send Measure LL to the ballot, activists actually jeered.
To the voters, that is a unanimous vote for...
Community member Ann Jenks was disappointed. People were just learning about the OPD sexual misconduct scandal, and the general public seemed to have a rare appetite for a far-reaching police watchdog.
Because of the recent police rape scandal, there was a unique moment, and you are on the verge of throwing it away.
One after another, for over 2 hours, people demanded a police commission where all members would be appointed by the people. Instead, Measure LL would let 3 out of 7 commissioners be appointed by the mayor. Activist Vanessa Riles says she doesn't trust Mayor Libby Schaff.
Not only that, but when the quote-unquote sex scandal, which let's just call rape, sexual exploitation, came out, what she said is, what am I doing running a frat house? As if that type of behavior would be okay if she were running a frat house. And that is the person who, in this legislation, you want to allow to appoint 3 members of the commission.
Councilmember Dan Kolb co-wrote Measure LL and said it is groundbreaking. Sure, the mayor gets her say, but more than half of the commission will be chosen by a panel of community members.
This is and will be the only commission, police commission, that I know of in the country that has less than a majority coming from your chief elected officer. That's a big deal, even though some people may not understand that. I'm sorry. I realize people are hissing because they want everything, and I get that. I get that. I understand that.
So where's the police union in all of this? Well, in an earlier proposal, Councilman Kolb tried to get rid of the union's right to appeal punishments with an arbitrator who'd have the final say.
There was no acceptance by people both in the community, some people in the community, and people up here.
Oakland's biggest city employee unions joined the police union and opposed limiting the power of officers to appeal decisions about discipline. So, in order to get Measure LL passed, Kolb compromised.
But the core stuff about the powers, the authority, is still there.
In return, the police union and other unions withdrew their opposition. Now the only opponents to Measure LL are skeptical activists like Kat Brooks.
And so to say, it may very well be true, proponents say this is the most radical police commission in the country. That might be true, but all the rest of them suck.
Brooks doesn't think San Francisco's police commission has made an impact. And there, police commissioners can already hire and fire police chiefs.
It's buffoonery. And this is very much modeled after that. The way in which they responded to the Mario Woods thing, the way in which they responded to the community demanding that Craig Sir be fired, right? Just an absolute non-responsiveness to community demands and community outrage.
Longtime activist Rashida Grenage says Measure LL isn't perfect. If it were up to her, all commissioners would be appointed by community members, and the union wouldn't be able to appeal disciplinary measures. But Grenache says Measure LL is still a big first step. More reforms can be made after it passes.
And so it will require vigilance. It will require, observing how they function, what's working, what isn't working, what needs to be changed, what can be changed through ordinance without going back to the voters? What might we have to go back to the voters to fix?
Besides, Grenache says, a police commission run by civilians is better than no commission at all.
So what we're saying is give it a chance. Give it a chance to make a difference. We're not guaranteeing you that it's going to solve every problem that we have, and certainly not in the first year or two. But it's worth trying. It's worth trying, and one thing is for sure, it can't get any worse.
If Measure LL passes, Oakland will have a new police commission set up before the end of next year. If it doesn't, the city's Citizen Police Review Board stays in place. For Cross Currents, in Oakland, I'm Holly J. McDeed.